Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
What's up, Life in English family? In this episode, I'm going to tell you a quick story that might help you solve difficult problems and learn new skills more effectively. Back in 2020, when most of us were locked inside and scared of the virus, one of my friends had convinced me to try and learn JavaScript. Now, for those of you that don't know, JavaScript is a programming language used to create things like websites, mobile apps, and games, amongst other things. But anyway, during the first few weeks of learning web development, I was fascinated. Reading, understanding, and writing code to communicate with the computer and make it do whatever I wanted seemed like magic to me. I just loved the fact that you could write codes to build whatever you want on the internet, the same way you can use hammers and screwdrivers and power drills to build things in the physical world. The limit is quite literally your imagination. But after a month or two of learning the fundamentals and working on very basic projects, things started to get unbelievably difficult. Functions, parameters, callbacks, promises, loops, arrays, methods, all of these bits of information that served very specific purposes. And they needed to be chained together in order to create a fully functional site or application. Lots of math, confusing tutorials and documentation. I found myself going down rabbit hole after rabbit hole of information until I got overwhelmed by it all and decided that programming just wasn't for me. Which was unfortunate because I genuinely found it interesting and wanted to get better at it. What's cool is even though I had given up on learning web development, the knowledge I had gained from that experience ended up helping me in ways you couldn't imagine. It's the reason I was able to build my current website and make it function the way it does. And also because of two fantastic young gentlemen named Victor and Abner. Shout out to y'all, man. Y'all are fucking amazing. And I am forever in your debt. But let me get back to my story, because I really think it could help you to learn difficult skills in a more productive and sustainable way. So fast forward to June 2022. That's what I meant to say. I'm back to the basics of web development, HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. And you know what's interesting? Revisiting the basics of a programming language after 2 years of not using it feels the same as revisiting the basics of a spoken language after 2 years of not speaking it. You can understand a few things here and there, and a lot of words are familiar to you. You start using the language again, and even though you don't remember everything, you're able to relearn the basics very quickly, typically within a week. And since you've got that familiarity, you can master the fundamentals and move on to more complex subjects much more quickly. So you're starting over, but you're not starting from zero. And I don't know why, but that feels good. It's like, I've been here before. I made my mistakes. I learned my lessons. And now I get the chance to try again with a fresh mind backed by the memories from my last experience. I know I'm going to learn this skill if I just keep chipping away at it aggressively. Yet patiently. And what I mean is going hard, giving it everything you've got every single day, but also knowing that you can't do more than that. So once you put in your work for the day, you should just shut everything down, review what you've learned, and revisit everything the next day. Because you can't build a city in a week, if you know what I mean. So my advice to you is to take the same approach when learning any new skill, be it communicating in English or learning to paint. It does not matter. First of all, you got to have the right mindset. Try not to think in terms of days and weeks, and instead think in terms of months and years. Because that way you can track your progress in a more realistic way and be patient with yourself. You're simply not going to become great at something in 3 months, bro. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. Even if you're naturally gifted, you'll still have to practice and improve just like everyone else if you want to be the best that you can possibly be. And finally, spend the first few months constantly learning everything you can about the fundamentals of the skill. Play around with it. Don't take it too seriously. Experiment, make mistakes, get feedback, challenge yourself, all that. And eventually, you're going to get to a point where things start to get too difficult and you might consider quitting. And whenever you reach that point, simply take a break. A long break. Don't even look at the subject for a week or two. Or in my case, a fucking year or two. Then come back to your studies with a rejuvenated mind that's had the time to digest all of that new and interesting information. I know I talk a lot about studying and practicing your English every single day until you can speak like a native. But we're all different, and we all learn in different ways. And sometimes the best way to learn a new skill that seems unlearnable is to stop trying to force it, walk away from it for a while, and come back to it once you've forgotten how much it makes you cry.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.